Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's stay together and stay active all year and just play really well and win games. That's what we want.
It's time for the Ben Cherington Show. Every Sunday on the Pirates Radio Network. For all Pirates breaking news, updates, and information, as well as a chance to win exclusive prizes, follow the Pirates on Twitter, add Pirates to Snapchat, like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Pirates, and on Instagram at Pittsburgh Pirates. Find out more at pittsburgh.com/connect. It's the Ben Cherington Show. Every Sunday on the Pirates Radio Network.
Welcome to Lone Depot Park here in Miami, Florida. We're getting you set for baseball this afternoon, the Pirates and the Marlins. The Pirates have won four straight series for the first time since their 11-game winning streak back in July of 2018, playing some of their best baseball. And here on the Ben Cherington Show, we are joined by a pleasure to be joined by Steve Williams, a Pirates Senior Director of Player Personnel, joining us here today, here in Miami with us. And Steve, first I wanted to get to know you. Thanks for coming on and spending some time with us.
Oh, thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So first of all, what are you checking out? What are you doing here in Miami following the club? What is your role with the club? This is a new role for you here in 21.
Yes, it is. So as senior director, player personnel, one of the duties for me is I get a chance to go through our whole system, watch all of our players from the major leagues all the way down to our Gulf Coast League clubs. So this is one of my trips coming in to see our team, get a chance to watch our players, see how they're doing, the progressions that they've made, and get a chance to sit down and talk to our staff and be with them and share and give them what I've seen through our system and just see where they're at and get a pulse of the club.
And so for your role and anybody in the front office within baseball player personnel, this is one of those things where, and I'm asking rather than telling, but you have an opinion and you share it. Oh, this might, in a few of these ways, differ from slightly what someone else has seen, and then maybe you kind of collaborate. Is that how this team works and most teams work in terms of trying to evaluate?
We try to deploy a lot of our scouts and our coaches, and when they go through our system, we want to see players at all different times of the year to see where their progressions are, mm-hmm. what they're doing, what they've been working on, and what we're seeing. And so the coaches will see it from the field level. We'll see it from the stand level. And we want to continue to always evaluate our staff, our players. We want to know our players. And that's extremely important for us as we walk through their development and getting to know them and getting to know who they are and what they are and how they fit on our major league club down the road. So we're always going to be evaluating our players all the time and looking at things, whether it be from our pro analyst group, whether it be from our pro scouts, whether it be from myself. We're always going to be looking at our players and evaluating where they are on their progression and of their development.
So what it sounds like to me is if you're a major league coach and you're with the player every day, you are going to look at things a little bit differently than, say, if you're sitting in the stands, you have not been as closely connected. You know what's going on in general, but maybe not all the ups and downs every day. So you can say, all right, has whatever they've been working on, is it translating? Whereas maybe a coach where they have more detail, but they also could be a little bit more, since they're so invested. You see what I mean? There can be a contrast.
Yeah,
there. Is
course.
That why you,
I mean, our,
you
our do coaching, that? Yeah, our coaching staff, I mean, they know these players inside and out. They know them daily. They know what they're going through. They get a chance to talk to them, and they know the men. And we as scouts, we talk about we're trait-based, tools-based. Mm-hmm. You know, how does the tools reply? What do they do? And how does that fit on the major league club? And where are they on their progression? And we draft players, we trade for players because they have traits and they have tools. And then we want to come in and we want those traits and tools to eventually become skills. And our coaches are involved with developing those skills, allow them to be players. So we want to see those progressions. Our coaching staff, they're going to know these guys really intimately because they spend so much time with them. Mm-hmm. And we come in to continue to learn about the player as well. And what are they going through? How are they making adjustments? So when I come in and I get a chance to spend time with our coaches, okay, where is this player in their progression? And how is the player doing? Where they're at, what's going on with them, you know, not just on the field, but personally, what mm-hmm. are they dealing with, whether, and getting that pulse of where they are and how fast they're developing, one, mentally, and then also physically.
Now, this is good insight from Steve Williams, the Pirates Senior Director of Player Personnel. You've worked in pro scouting. You were the director of pro scouting for the Pirates in recent years. And evaluating your own players, can there be another benefit to that? Let's say the Pirates have made some trades, right?
Yes.
So when you're trading away players, you better know them better than the other team. Not to say that they're not getting good players back. For instance, you look at the Padres trade with Joe Musgrove. He's had a very fine year. He's excellent. He's had his best season. I think the Pirates probably knew that when they traded him, and so did the Padres. That's why they suspected that and wanted to make a trade for him. But you're getting other players in return that benefit the Pirates more for what the Pirates are trying to do, and vice versa. But you better know your team, right?
Anybody. It's extremely important. Yeah. We want to know what the value of our players are. And just as Joe, and we love Joe. I love the man, and so when we go through those type trades, we have to know what his value is to know what we're going to get back, what we want, mm-hmm. what our threshold is going to be for what we want to get back in those trades. So for us, getting to know our players and who they are and what they are and what their value is extremely, extremely important. And we talk about it all the time, and so knowing how they fit on the Major League club is extremely important for us and for our club, but also if we have to trade, what would we get back for that? What's the threshold for that player? And then we do all our comparisons of previous trades, trades in the past, what players came back in those trades as well. So we do a really, really deep dive. So we have to know what the value is of our players.
And the other thing I would think, too, is, okay, you're not trading most of your players. Most of your players, you hope that, in fact, all your players, you probably all wish, that remain Pittsburgh Pirates and excel with the Pirates. So, but that has to probably do with, let's say, this is an easy one for me. Prior to this year, it was easy to see that the Pirates had a dearth of catchers in the minor league system. There just weren't that many catchers that you could project to be major league contributors. Now I think there's some guys in there. So that's what, one of the things that you maybe do, right, through the system. And you say, hey, or even at the major league level, we might be thin in this department. We might have a surplus in this department because of what we think from our guys.
Oh, yes. And that's the thing, was we go through our system. We want to know where are the areas that we need growth, mm-hmm. or areas that we are not as strong in. And catching is one of those. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was one of those. We felt that we didn't have as many. And in the last trades and the draft and in some of the acquisitions that we've had here of late, we've added a lot of catchers to our system, mm-hmm. and a lot of good players. Mm-hmm. And we're very, very happy with them. I was talking with Sherlock this morning on catching and developing those catchers and how we go about that process. And what was extremely important to have as we teach those young men what they need to do at the big league level. So now we have them. Now how do we develop them? And it's going to be a whole organizational approach to that. And he was giving me some insights as I can go back to Ben and talk about that, go back and talk to our coaching staff about how do we want to continue to develop our catching, because now it's become something that we have a lot of, mm-hmm. and we feel very comfortable. We never have enough of good players. Right? Scouts, you know, we talk about it. We want more players. We want good players, and we're always wanting to try to add. And so for us as an organization, we're trying to add players all the time. And in our acquisition process, whether it be our international process, our amateur group, our pro group, we're trying to bring in as much talent as we can. We never have enough. We want to be able to have so many players that we have to make really tough decisions. So that's what our goal is just continue to bring in good players every day.
And the Pirates have used 60 different players on the Major League roster. That speaks to what Steve Williams is talking about. He's the Pirates Senior Director of Player Personnel, and he's visiting with us here on this Sunday. We got more from Steve coming up right here on the Pirates Radio Network. We're back on the Pirates General Manager Show. We're visiting with Steve Williams, the Pirates Senior Director of Player Personnel, joining us here from Miami. Pirates and the Marlins coming up. Pirates going for a sweep here today. They've won 8 of 11. And I wanted to ask you about, it gets talked about a lot on Jackie Robinson Day, of course, but rarely outside of that week, about baseball's participation with African-American players, youth And there is the RBI program, of course, and I want to know just how much that is important, because the Pirates especially, we were just celebrating the all-minority team from 50 years ago. And the Pirates of the 70s were a team that was very diverse ethnically, from all different walks of life, different countries, different backgrounds, and they were fun. I'm wondering if some players are going to football, basketball, other sports that maybe would come to baseball in the past. And your thoughts on all that?
Yeah, I think that it's always going to be competition for the best talent, right? And so as we walk through the best talent, we're going to have that competition. And I think that if you noticed last night, as you looked on the field, we had 14 minority players playing.
I did not notice, but yeah.
That's the great point.
I see.
That you didn't notice. Uh-huh. So there's so many groups of people that are not in the big leagues that are working in these communities and putting in so much work to develop this talent. I hear people always talk, well, the kids aren't playing. And I'll push back because the kids are playing. Mm-hmm. Then they're not getting the visibility of some of the major showcases, but there are a lot of good men and women who are working, and we're establishing good pipeline of prospects that are allowing, that are coming up to the major leagues. As you look through, like next year, going through the draft, top three or four players are African-American. And like this past year, what we did in the draft ourselves with Lonnie White, with Baylen Bishop, and then looking on the field last night, you had Hayes and Tucker and Alford and what the Marlins have in the field as well. There is a group of people, which Major League Baseball was doing with Tony Regas and his group, and what we've done with the MVP, we have this tournament called the MVP tournament in Atlanta that we've been running for the last 18 years for kids from the communities that look like me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have, at last count, there were over 200 kids that have gotten college scholarships out of that program.
That's terrific.
That people didn't know about. So for us, is we have to make sure
visibility.
That people are visibility and people that are aware of what these groups are doing. And if you start going to Division I college programs, every program that I went to this year as an amateur, I think maybe one college team did not have a minority on it.
Okay.
So they're playing. So the people are saying, well, the kids aren't playing. Yes, they are. They're playing. We need to talk about it more. Mm-hmm. So every time we say, well, our kids are not playing, and if another kid is listening, he stops playing. Mm-hmm. So we need to promote it more. We need to talk about it. We need to promote our big league players more, the ones who are here, and get them in the community and the things that we're doing in the RBI program all over the country and the things that the MLB is doing and groups like the MVP, groups like the Chicago, the White Sox have a group that they do in Chicago. They produced a ton of players and a ton of players that have played Major League Baseball, and now Ed Howard came out of that program, all those things. So as we work through it, just more visibility, and the RBI programs are doing that. And our scouting staffs of every major league organization and the guys that I, especially, and I know we'll talk a little bit about the Buck O'Neill Association here in a little bit.
Yeah.
They have extended their services and they've gone out and they're working in the community and they're giving back. And so when the players see players that look like me, they know I have an opportunity to do this. And when we talk about it, and it's a great point last night, you didn't notice that it was a diverse group of players. So that means we were doing it the right way.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing that we're talking with Steve Williams, he's the Pirates Senior Director of Player Personnel. One of the things that I've talked with from players of all, I'm thinking of Adrian Hauser, who is a Brewers pitcher, a Caucasian pitcher, and Andrew McCutchen, who was here, of course. But both those guys had major roadblocks because of not having parents that were well off, and so they couldn't go to showcase circuits. So how did they get found? Well, they were immense talents, and eventually there were some people that helped them along the way. But but this happens a lot, right, is what you're saying?
Yeah, and that's the main reason that we started the group, the MVP tournament in Atlanta, was so that we could touch that group of people.
Yeah.
So when they come, like most of these showcases, they cost a lot of money, and it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So this showcase, and we have teams that come from Chicago, L.A., North Carolina, Virginia, Georgia, Florida, and we do this tournament. We'll have six teams. And we bring them in, it costs the kids $150.
Yeah.
And they get a chance to play three games. They get a chance to go to a major league game as well. And then we do a symposium. and we teach the parents about how to get through the clearinghouse. And we have all the different
colleges.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
And we have the, all the
different
colleges.
Because there's a system that's in place now. Because, as scouts, you go to the showcase circuit, and this can be thousands of dollars when you think about hotel rooms and all the equipment that takes place. And so Hauser from rural Oklahoma, Andrew McCutcheon from, I guess, rural Florida. Mm-hmm. And so it's in cities, it's in rural areas, it's the different parts of the country where, you know, you may not be able to make a whole lot of money, and so you got to find a way to find that talent.
Yeah, and so as we
and
create,
and baseball is being selfish too, because they want the talent, no doubt.
Right. And so as we give these and what we've done in these early showcases mm-hmm. is that we've gotten our younger players, the ninth grader, the tenth grader, and we push them, and they know they have an opportunity to go play. We've been giving them some visibility, and we have coaches that have come in, small college coaches, major Division I college coaches, and we promoted them very, very well. And now we have scouts coming into them as well, because scouts, we love talent, right?
Yes.
We love good players. So when you produce an event that's really good and it has really good players, we're going to go where they are. So that's what we've been trying to do. So it comes in, it's an educational process too. So as you talk to the coaches, we get them to understand what they have to do to help train these young men about how to play the game. There's a proper way. And then getting them to understand how they promote those players as well, how they do it themselves, and how they coach. So we do coaches' clinics as well, because we want to educate everyone. They can give it to the players. The players are better. And at the end of the day, who benefits the most? We do it at the major league level, because now those players get a chance to be drafted. We get a chance to see them on our field. So as we work through this process, and it's taking time, right?
Yeah.
Because – as I said, we're in competition for those athletes with other sports. So we have to put a lot of energy into this, and it's going to take time. And what's the one thing that's really hard to do? Play baseball.
Yes.
It's really, really hard.
Need a lot of time.
Need a lot of time.
Yeah. So. Steve Williams joining us here. And you're very much involved, the Buck O'Neill Scouts Association. Tell us about that organization. Why is that important to you?
Well, I'm the president of it, and we're going into our 21st year mm-hmm. as an association. And it's extremely important, one, because it's Buck. Mm-hmm. So when we, years ago, Danny Montgomery, Fred Wright, who both were area scouts with me in the Carolinas, we wanted to get everybody together. We wanted to do something that was going to be a little bit different. And everybody has different associations, the Midwest Scouts Association, Southeast Scouts Association. But we wanted to do something where we were giving back to the community that looked like us mm-hmm. and to scouts who looked like us, who want to get better and improve. And initially, we're just trying to get everybody together and then do a clinic in a community. And when we decided how we were going to name this group, we did not want to name it the Black Scouts Association. Mm-hmm. We wanted to name it because it's a baseball association. Anybody who's in baseball, they can be a member of this. So we go, who do we want to name this after? And we went, it's got to be Buck. Mm-hmm. Because Buck opened doors for us, one of the first African-American scouts and coaches in all of baseball. So we flew out to Kansas City at the time. I was living in North Carolina, Danny and Fred, myself, and we asked for him to allow us to name it after him. And as we sat and we talked to him what our ultimate goal was for the group, he was just excited. And one of the biggest things for us is we had a chance to have our meeting later on in years in Kansas City. He had a chance to come and speak to the group.
Oh, wow, that's neat.
And so when he walked in and he saw scouts and coaches, and he was a big reason that we all got into the business. Because I remember the first time I met him, he asked me what my goals were in baseball. And he came in that room and he talked to everybody. He didn't want to leave. So we wanted to name it after someone where people would go, this is something that's special because it's Buck. And we were just trying to continue his legacy, one, and the other is to give back. And so and what's happened with it, it's become a huge mentoring group and development group. So we meet once a year, and we bounce around all around the country so everybody can get a chance to come. And we will teach, we'll train, we'll talk about baseball, we talk about growth, we talk about how do you get promoted, how do you develop yourself, what do you need to read. We're bringing speakers. We've had the commissioners come in and spoken to us. Tony Clark has come in. We bring in all different people. We've had people come in as personal development and just talk to our group. And it's been really, really good. It's been really fulfilling for us. I've been trying to get out of the president's chair for like the last 3 years, but they won't let me. And it means a lot to us because, you know, we get a chance to touch a lot of people. And we get to touch a lot of young men and women who have passion for the game, and they don't know how to get in. mm-hmm. and we give them a lot of advice and we mentor. And one of my mantras, and it's come from my father too, was, you know, you need to have a mentor. You need to have a peer-to-peer mentor who can check you and tell you, hey, you're not doing the right things, and then you need to mentor someone as well. Well, I've had a ton of mentors in this game. Yeah. And so I'm just trying to give back. We're trying to give back, and we're trying to continue to grow the game as well and give everybody an opportunity. I've been very fortunate and blessed to be in this game now 34 years, and I just want to continue, and I know our staff wants to continue with the Buck, giving everybody the opportunity to get a chance to stay in the business for a long time.
So you can look it up. I want to make sure I say the whole name. It's the Buck O'Neill Professional Baseball Scouts and Coaches Association. So yes. You look it up if you want to find out more about that. We overdue for a break. We got more from Steve Williams coming up right after this here on the Pirates Radio Network. Baseball coming up for you after the top of the hour. The Pirates going for a clean sweep of these Marlins. And one more with a couple more segments with Steve, kind enough to join us here in person. And I wanted to ask you about the tying everything we were talking about last segment with the Pirates. And last year there was a Building Bridges series, that video series that I thought was really informative for me. Josh Bell was in town last week. And just thanked him for increasing my awareness specifically, and a lot of people's awareness. I think a lot of people have gotten a lot out of that. Why was that important? Why is you hear the phrase diversity and inclusion in the workplace, right. Not just with the Pirates, but everywhere. Why is that important, and what are the Pirates doing? And tell us your involvement with all the things I just mentioned.
Yeah, we've...
In 10 minutes or less.
I'll try that.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, what we've done coming out of last year with some of the things that happened socially, we made a big effort to talk about what diversity, equity, inclusion really means. Mm-hmm. And what it really means to us is it's a Pirate. And with our leadership group, you know, with Bob, Travis, and Ben, you know, they ask us, hey, can you guys step into this and jump, you know, and work through what does it look like for us? And so in the last year, between the business side and the baseball side, we have talked about what do we need to do and how do we need to get better as an organization? How do we need to be inclusive and have equity and be diverse? And we like, when you talk to most people, when they hear DEI, they go, well, it's about black or women. Mm-hmm. And we don't talk about it in that realm. We talk about it in, it's about diversity of thought. Mm-hmm. It's about inclusion. Who are we bringing in? And are we giving people the power to be the best that they can possibly be? So as we work through this process, as we work through, and then some of the things that we want to do in the community as well, and Building Bridges is part of that as well. And so for us is, how do we continue to be the best that we can be and promote fairness and equity and give everybody the opportunity to be the best that they can be as well? And so as we walk through this, and we have wonderful groups on the business side and the baseball side, and we've talked about a lot of different topics, one pertaining to just the Pirates, but pertaining to what we are doing within our community as well. How do we have to continue to have the outreach? How do we continue to bring quality people into our organization? And we be fair to them as well. And how do we onboard? How do we source? We talk about, how do we change behavior 10%? Mm-hmm. Right? 'Cause you're not going to change everybody's behavior, right? Not 100%. So if we can get one of our managers to source differently and look for different people and not go to the same sources, we're gonna bring in more diversity, more diversity of thought, people that have different views, and we're gonna be stronger for it. Now we have a very open dialogue, we have a lot of good things, and then it becomes, this is what we do as Pirates, right? And so for us, it's continue to stay strong and continue to teach and train. I had a conversation with Andy Bass today. We were talking about what we're doing in this space. And we bring our staff in, and we've had a ton of volunteers within our organization who this means something to them. They feel it, right? And we've gotten into so many different conversations and how we can take those conversations and put into action items where it allows us as Pirates to be better. Mm-hmm. And so we're starting that process. We're working hard at it. We're working hard on the business side. We're working hard on the baseball side. And it's allowed us to – and what happens at the end of this, that it will, our workforce will be diverse, and no one will even know that it is diverse. Yeah. They won't even pay attention to it.
And everyone – if you can get everyone to be at their best, then the Pirates are at their best, and, well, then that's good. That makes a lot of sense. We're visiting with Steve Williams, Pirates Senior Director of Player Personnel. One more break, and more with Steve right after this on the Pirates Radio Network. Yeah. Back for a final segment with Steve Williams, and I wanted to ask you about the Pirates' progression. And the Tigers were in town the other day, and you used to work for the Tigers in a very interesting part of their recent history. 2003, they came into the final six games of the season. They were 38 and 118. This team's better than that, but you get the drift. They're at a low point or near a low point in their franchise. They win 5 out of 6 to end the season, and they felt like that was the playoffs. It was loud at Comerica Park, and then I sign a free agent, and then the guys that are coming up through their system get better. And by 2006, they're winning the pennant, and they're in the World Series. Do you see any parallels forming with that group of Detroit Tigers teams and this Pittsburgh Pirates organization now?
Yeah, I was there in Detroit when we.
That's why I asked you
that.
The question.
So
yeah,
I see a lot of parallels. I see that as I've come in here this week and been with Shelton and his staff, and how this team has continued to play hard, and they continue to work, and they continue to get better. And I look at as I've been through our system, and you look at what our coaches have done in Bradenton, they're in the playoffs. In Greensboro, they're in the playoffs. You look at the prospects that we have both in Altoona and the guys that we have in Indy as well, and not talk about the guys that we just drafted. We feel we have some exciting talent coming, and now we have to continue to mold in that talent. And I think the coaching staff that we have and what John Baker and his staff has done in challenging our players to get better and giving them situations where they can go and improve. And the atmosphere is, when you walk into our players, our minor league players, and even here, you feel it. Mm-hmm. And it feels really, really good. You know, normally when you walk into a clubhouse and a team who's not been very successful.
In late September,
players can be extremely selfish. Mm-hmm. They're worried about their own stats. They're worried about a lot of different things. I don't see that. And our players in the minor leagues, if you see that young Bradenton club we have, and there are a lot of babies on there, they cheer for each other. They're really good teammates, and they want to see each other be successful. You see the same thing in Greensboro. You see the same thing in Altoona. And they're working to improve and get better. And especially coming off of COVID year, where these players did not play, the improvements that all of our players have made during the season has been tremendous. I was going through looking through some of our players today, and the Florida State League is really hard. It's hard to maintain. And you look at some of the impact numbers, the power numbers that some of our young players have, and what they've done there has been. And you go, wow. And you look at what the same thing in Greensboro and the same thing in Altoona. So for me, I'm very excited. And I'm biased to that.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm very excited about where we are.
But you've seen a lot of baseball, too.
I've seen a lot of baseball as well.
Yeah. I can tell if you're a little muted in your praise. That.
Yeah, I am.
No, I mean, you wouldn't be as glowing as you are, I think, if that were the case. But so the roots are forming. But I really like how this team has played over the last 2 weeks or so, because it speaks to that. And then the guys that I've talked to in the minor league system as well, for our Saturday interviews, they talk about how much they love their teammates. And you got to have talent, and you got to have players playing well. And they are down on the farm, too. But that seems to matter when you look back at winning teams in the past. We're running out of time.
Yeah, and I'll say this.
Yeah.
And we talk about this all the time. This is baseball. This is fun.
Yes, it is.
And we want to have fun. We want our scouts to have fun. We want our coaches. We want our players. We want to be able to continue to just go out here and enjoy this job that we do.
Well, I enjoyed this last 33 minutes with you, Steve.
Thank you so much.
Steve Williams, Pirates Senior Director of Player Personnel, joining us. We've got baseball for you coming up. It is fun. Pirates and the Marlins. Pirates going for the sweep. It's right after this on the Pirates Radio Network.
Perfect.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.